We are at the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is really divided into two sections. The first part of the Mishnah is really a hemshich to the previous sugya. We saw yesterday the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, which spoke about Moser Keteris, if you have leftover Keteris. And what needed to happen is you needed to deconsecrate the Keteris so that you could purchase it again from the new Truma Salishka, from the new year. So we explained exactly how that was done. So the Mishnah initially is going to bring a Machlekes to Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai as to whether or not, in fact, that was necessary or not. And then the Hemshech of the Mishnah is going to discuss an important topic. And that is when a person is makdish something, do we say min hastam? When a person is makdish something, stam hekdish is lebedek habayis, or is stam hekdish lemizbeach? And there's going to be lots of nafkaminas. So the Mishnah says initially, hamakdish nechasav ahayu behen devarim ro'im lekarbanas tibur. And we actually quoted this before in the previous sugya. Fellow is makdish something, and he has within his possession certain things which are royal karbanas tibur, which we explained. The Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yechon is going to say, it's referring to keteris. So the Mishnah says, yinosnu l'umanin bischarin, you give it to the umanin bischarin divar bekiva. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need to deconsecrate anything. Meaning, the fellow was makdish his property. He has keteris in his possession. Those keteris can be given straight directly to a craftsman, an artisan, someone who is owed money from the Beis HaMikdash. In his chard, we'll see why in the Gemara, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Ben Azai. Ben Azai says you can't do that. You cannot give the actual keteris itself, which is kadesh. It has to be deconsecrated first. Eini Hamida. This is not acceptable. Ella, Mafrish mehen schar humanin, you take from the keteris the amount which you need to pay the uman, and first you need to be mechal, you need to deconsecrate the keteris. The mechal mehen al mayis humanin, and you will go and you will be paid to the keteris on mayis humanin. We explained yesterday that this is referring to a situation where, let's say, Hektish would hire a company to build something, and they would be boyne b'chulin, they would take money, and then they would purchase the binyan, and then the binyan would take on the kedusha, the money would become chulin. With that money, which is now chulin, then that's what they would do. That would be the way to kind of remove the kedusha of the keteris. They would then use that to purchase the keteris. The keteris would lose its kedusha. And now the keteris was deconsecrated. It could be given to the uman. And now that you have regular deconsecrated chulin of keteris of chulin, then chayzrin v'leikchem oisam mitruma chadasha. Then now you're able to go ahead and purchase the keteris from the Truma Chadasha. So that really was kind of just mentioning another opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but that was really shaykh to yesterday's daf, to the previous sugya. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakdish nechasav ahayu behen beima ru'uya al gabi mezbeach zecharim unikevus. A person is makdish his nechasim. He has within his possession, within his rechush, animals, which are ru'uya al-gabi mizbeach. He's got both males and females. So we're going to mention three shittas tanoim. We're going to mention first Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and then the Gemara, then the Mishnah is going to mention almost parenthetically the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Papias as to who is correct, and then we're going to mention the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, even though our Gersa seems to say Rabbi Eliezer, but the Mefarshim say the Gersa is Rabbi Elazar, and that really is going to be a third shita. So again, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zecharim Yimkuru Letzarchi Oilis. So again, Reuven says, I makdish all of my property. Everything is lahakdish. Now he happens to have some animals, which in theory could be roy lahakrava. The opinion of Rebbe Eliezer is when a person is makdish, stamdas is that everything goes lebedek habayis. Everything goes lebedek habayis. So min hastam, unless he says, I would like the animal to become kodesh, bekedushas mizbeach, even though it's a perfectly good, viable type of animal, it's the type of animal which could be used, lekodesh mizbeach, but min hastam, when a person is makdish, the das is lebedek habayis. So we are going to take perfectly good animals, which could have, in theory, have been used for gavoya, lemizbeach, and we're going to somehow convert them into regular money, which can be used, lebedek habayis. How are we going to do this? So we say the following. We will take these male animals, and hekdish will go and sell them, yimkaru letzarchi oilais. They will sell the male animals for two individuals who are interested in purchasing a carbon oila. So Hekdish now have £500 from the proceeds of that particular sale. What will they do with the Nekevis? Same thing, Nekevis Yimkaru Litzarche Zitche Shlomim. They will go ahead and they will sell the females for individuals who are in need of a Shlomim. Lemaisi, you can, in theory, you can be makriv zecharim also for shlomim. So why do we say zecharim are sold for individuals who need oilais, and the nekevais are sold for those who need shlomim? So even though you could be makriv zecharim for shlomim, but there's an inyan to kind of maximize the sale and try and give the highest type of kedusha possible, which would be oilais, which is kachim kachim, as opposed to shlamim, which is kachim kalim. But the point is, there's male animals, female animals, stam das, we assume, or stam hekdish is lebedek habayis. Bezdin will sell, the hekdish will sell all of these to individuals who are in need of karbonis. Tzchaim yimkru letzarchi oilais, nekevis yimkru letzarchi zifri shlamim. Now they receive £500 from each of the sale of these two animals. Udemeim yiplu. And therefore the value of these animals, the males and the females, will fall together in the kitty, together with everything else, lebedek habayis. So even though the animals, in theory, are roi lahakrava, Shitas Rebbe Eliezer is, stam hekdish is lebedek habayis, everything is sold. Everything is sold, everything is converted into cash. Everything is converted into cash, and everything goes lebedek habayis. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik. Rabbi Yeshua, I may know. Zecharim atzman yikruvu oilais. Meaning, if you have zecharim, they themselves can be hukrav as oilais. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that if it's shayach for something to go lekachim izbeach, it'll go lekachim izbeach. Zecharim atzman yikruvu oilais. Those themselves will be hukrav as oilais. Benekevois yimkru litzarche zivchei shlamim. And the nekevois, even though in theory the nekeva could be brought as a shlamim, but here, we'll see why in the Gemara, here Rav Yeshua says, I agree with the nekevois, we don't say that they are hukrav as a shlamim, but here I will agree, yimkru litzarche zivchei shlamim, they will be sold to individuals who are in need of a shlamim. You'll get your £500 cash, and with the money, you will use the proceeds for oilais. So if there's something which is roi to be an oila, that itself will be hukrav as an oila. If there's something which is in the cave, which is not roi to be an oila, then we will sell it to someone who needs a shlamim. With the proceeds, we will purchase oilais, and we'll see why. The shah nechas, and people will buy the kabais. Fine. So, in other words, Rebbe Eliezer says, you always sell everything, convert everything into cash. Whether it's roi lakrav, it's not roi lakrav, everything is sold into cash. Rebbe Yeshua says, it depends. If it's a zach, which is roi la'ayla, you makrav it. If it's a shlamim, even though it's roi la'nekeva, there I agree that it's sold and it's bought as an oila. So, says Rebbe Akiva, in the next couple of lines is kind of almost parenthetical. Rabbi Akiva Royani is Divri Rabbi Eliezer, Midivri Rabbi Yeshua. It appears to me Rabbi Eliezer is saying the better pshat. Rabbi Eliezer hishves midosav. He is being mashve his shita. He's saying everything is converted into cash because ultimately a person is makdish. It's lebedik abayis. It's lebedik abayis, and therefore he doesn't differentiate between an oil and a shlom and a zachar and a keva and so on. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua chalak. Yeshua says, well, if it's a zachar, you makrav that as an oila. If it's in a keva, hagam, that in a keva is roy, to be hukrava. As a shlomim, there I say, you sell it to someone who needs it. The gizbar, hagdish, will sell it to someone who needs a shlomim. With the proceeds, they will buy an oila. So that seems to be a strange thing. It seems to be a bit of a pshara. Now Yeshua is making a chiluk.
Why does he make
a say again?
Why does he make
The Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is going to explain why he does that. And that's exactly what Giv is saying. It seems a strange thing to do. Amar Papayas Shamati is the Rishneim. I have heard, I have a Masera, that it could be that at times we will go with Rabbi Yezer, at times we'll go with Rabbi Yeshua. And it'll depend on the following. Shamati is the Rishneim. Hamaktish Bifeirish. Rabbi Eliezer. If a person says, I makdish my car, and my table, and my animal, and my boat, and so on, so he actually articulates the animal in his Rishima, in his list of hektish, but he doesn't say, oh, the animal, I'd like it to be a carbon, al gabi mizbeach. So he actually was nochis lefarit. He actually went and he bothered to articulate the animal in the list, but he didn't actually go on to say that I would like it to be hukrav al gabi mizbeach. So if it is beferish, then I would say like Rabbi Eliezer, because you know he should have mentioned. I mean, he mentioned the animal specifically. He should have mentioned that what he would like it to go for. So if it's beferish, then I'll go like Rabbi Eliezer. But if he's makdish shtam, if he just says, I'd like all my possessions to be hektish, so then, okay, he didn't mention that his animal would like to be agavim mizbeach. He also didn't mention that he'd like his old leather couch to be sold and the proceeds to go to hektish, but he just wants everything to go to the most appropriate place. We have no reason to say that he didn't mean that the animal should go le mizbeach. And therefore, v'makdish shtam, I will say, kedivri Rabbi Yeshua. That's the way Rabbi Papaya says. Let's maybe see one carbon ha'eda over here. We'll see the it's about seven lines down. Hamakdish beferish she'amar behema v'nechasai lehakdish dekevin she'frishon v'hivdilon zumizu v'yavo bikin le'amar behema le'mizbeach v'nechasai lebedek abayis shaminin she'daitish akol yelech al makam echad lebedek abayis. So that is Rabbi Papayas. So far, what have we said so far? We've said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Stam Hektish Lebedek Abayis. I don't care what your Makdish, I don't care if it's the most perfect animal, it's Roy for an Oila, Shlame Mechatis, everything is sold, convert everything into cash, give the cash to Hektish, they will use it for their upkeep. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says if a person is makdish, an animal which is a zachar, that animal will be hukrav as an oila, straight. We don't convert it into cash. If it's in a keva, then we sell it to someone who needs a shlamim. And with the cash, we use it to purchase oilas, which we need to explain why. And Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Leza seems to say the better pshat, because he is saying the same thing across the board, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Papayas says, I think it might depend on the case. It depends if he actually articulates explicitly animals, and he doesn't firois, he doesn't say the animal lemizbeach, then I agree with Rabbi Eliezer. But if he just says it's tam, then I would say like Rabbi Yeshua.
Have the stam principle that you always use the best thing that can be used for the best way, i.e. you go behemoth, that's why you specified.
Question is, do we not always say that you should use hektish for the best possible thing? And if it's rolem isber, it's shukolem isber. So, I mean, really, that is the nekudas hamachlekes over here. Do we say stam hektish lebedek abayis, stam hektish lolem isber? And the Gemara is going to learn out from psukim why each of them say what they say. There is a din that if there is an animal, if you have a behema which is a behema tamima, it's not a baal mum. So lechatchila, if you're makdish it, you are supposed to be makdish it lemizbeach. You're not supposed to be makdish. If you've got a beautiful lamb, an unblemished lamb, you're not supposed to be makdish it lebedek habayis. You are supposed to be makdish it for legavaya lemizbeach if possible. Certainly that is something which a person should do lechatchila. Now, says the Gemara, Makdish Nechasav, now we introduce the third sheet of Makdish Nechasav, Ahayyuben, Devarim, Ro'yim, Legabi, Mizbeach. He has things which are Ro'yim, Mizbeach, Yenais, Shmanim, Oifais. So, again, we mentioned here, the Gerasa should say Rabbi Elazar, the Tiklan Chadatin sticks this out, Lahedya, as do others. It's the third sheet. Rabbi Elazar, Aymar, Yimkaru, L'tzarchi oisoi hamin. So in other words, a person is being makdish wine and oil, flour, and the like. So the gizbar hektish would sell it to an individual who needs wine or oil or shemen or whatever. So yimkaru l'tzarchi oisoi hamin. V'yavi b'dmehen oilais. And with the value, you would bring oilais. You would bring specifically oilis. The Shana Hasim Yiplu Lebedek Habayis. So this opinion of Rabbi Elazar, he's chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds that after the Mechira, everything goes for oilis. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer said, you sell everything goes Lebedek Habayis. Let Hektish deal with it. They know what to do. Here Rabbi Elazar says, you sell everything, everything goes for the purchase of oilis. So this, otherwise it comes out almost, that's one of the reasons why they are magia over here from Rebbe Eliezer to Rebbe Elazar. Everything is sold, and you use it for oilis, and it's also not like Rebbe Yeshua, because we say here, everything goes for oilis specifically. Remember Rebbe Yeshua said that, that some things go with oilis, something is Yiplu Lebedek Habayis. Good. Fine. So on the very beginning of the Mishnah, which we said was really shaykh to yesterday's sugya, we said that a person is makdish his nechasim, and there was within it dvarim ru'uyim lekarbanis tzibur. So Rabbi Yechon Amar, what does that mean? What to this fellow in Ashdod, who's makdish all of the contents of his house, and there's something which is roi for karbanis tzibur? What is that referring to? Zakar Biechan Keteris. And we brought this yesterday to show, when we had a Machlikas Amarayim, as to, must the Keteris be produced in Klisharis or not? So we wanted to say from here, you see, that if this fellow in Ashdod is Makdish, all of the contents of his house, and we say it's referring to Keteris, which is Royal Carbon Seba, but there was no Klisharis, This Yid in Ashdod that doesn't have Klisharis. Klisharis is not allowed to leave the Azara. So we wanted to bring a Raya that you see that there's no requirement of Klisharis for Ktheris. And we mentioned the Dichui Amra Baishya, no Tifter, but Umin Mishal Beis Aftinas, Shayinotel Beschari Ktheris. Now we can make an Ukimta, and we can say really Ktheris requires Klisharis for its preparation. And this actual Keteris, which is in this Ashdodi's possession, which he's being makdish now, was none other than Keteris, which was produced in the Azara with Klisharis. Now it's the end of the year, it's already Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You can no longer use this leftover Keteris, and therefore they would have to go ahead and deconsecrate the Keteris. They did so, they made it Chulin, and they took that Keteris, and they paid this fellow in Ashdod, who happens to be a craftsman working for the Beis HaMikdash, and then before Hekdesh, the Beis HaMikdash, had an opportunity to buy it back, he was makdish it. And therefore, that's what it means. It's something which is roy lemizbeach, because historically, this keteris was actually made with klisharis. It just kind of went through a long history. So that's the way Rav Oishia was, Madcha, like we mentioned yesterday. Good. That was that. Good. Says the Gemara, my time with Ben Azai. Why does Ben Azai say you may not pay a worker with the keteris straight? My time with Ben Azai. She'ena hekdesh mischal al malacha ela al hamois. Hekdesh is not mischal on a physical act, on the actions which a person did on the malacha. It needs to be chal on something tangible. It's chal on mois specifically. Good. Tom and Tanina, and we learned in the Mishnah in Temura. The Mishnah in Temura says there are certain things which Kodshi Mizbeach have over and above Kodshi Bet HaKabayis, and there are certain things which Kodshi Bet HaKabayis have over and above Kodshi Mizbeach. So Tom and Tanina, Yesh B'Kodshi Bet HaKabayis over and above Kodshi Mizbeach, Shestam Hekdeshois LeBet HaKabayis. So before we go any further, that we know goes like Rabbi Eliezer. We mentioned Rabbi Eliezer was the opinion who says, whatever hekdesh gets, all hekdesh, even if it's a perfectly good animal, everything stam hekdesh is lebet gabayis. So this opinion in Temura, this stam mishnah in Temura, seems to be going like Rabbi Eliezer. Again, tamatanin yesh b'kodshi bet gabayis, shestam hekdesh is lebet gabayis. Another thing is, hekdesh bet gabayis chal al hakol. If a person is makdesh bet gabayis, something he's makdesh shamik which goes lebet gabayis, it is chal on everything, anything. A person happens to have a pet rattlesnake. It goes lebet gabayis. They will take the rattlesnake and they will sell it and they will get however much they get for it. There's no, it can be a behemoth tamei. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Hegdish lebet gabayis is chal al hakol. Umoylin begidu lehen. And so too, there will be me'ila not only on the thing itself, but in that which comes out from it. Meaning to the extent that a person is makdish shamik lebet gabayis, it's really whatever I can squeeze out of this. Just like hekdesh take this rattlesnake and they sell it for 50 quid, whatever they can get out of it becomes hekdesh. So too there's me'ila not only in the thing itself, but what actually comes out of it. As opposed to when a person is makdish shamik lemizbeach, the thing itself is kadosh. It's almost because it's so kadosh, it's only the thing itself. But something which comes out of it, that was not the kedusha. They then hanoya lekaharnim. Fine, says the Gemara. Amrav Hananya de Rebbe Lazer. This is Reb Lazer. Just to digress with a milsa de b'dichusa, which you're supposed to say at the beginning, not in the middle. But I remember, in Eretz Yisrael, so we were not known as the letter hey of our name was kaseder taken out in aimer. You see in Yerushalmi, it's fascinating. They always take out the first letter. Hacha becomes Cha. Eliezer is Laser. And therefore we were Aimer. Al-Kopanim. It's very interesting why in the Yerushalmi you find very often the first letter is just, it's gone. Says Reb Hananya, the Mishnah in Temura, which says that everything that the Yesh B'Kodshi Bet HaGabayis, Stam Hekdesh Bet HaGabayis, that is the Reb Laser. And the Taninan, Hamakdish Nechasa, Vahoysev, and Behema, Ruyal Gabi Mizbeas, Hamanakavis, Hagam, that you have perfectly good male and female animals which could have been brought for Oilis and Shlamim. Reb Lazer, Aymer, Zahim, Yimkur, Lazari, Oilis, Vinakavis, Yimkur, Lazari, Zizif, Shlamim, Vidimayim, Yiplu, Mshanachas, Labedigabayis. Everything goes Labedigabayis. Everything goes Labedigabayis. Good. Fine, so far so good. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yehan, time with Reb Lezer. What is pshat in Reb Lezer? Why does Reb Lezer say that Stam Hekdesh is Lebedek Habayis? Why? Om Rav Yehan, time with Reb Lezer, the Ish Ki Yakdesh is Beisai Kodesh Lashem. Now, the Pasuk mentions when a man is Makdesh, his house, it becomes Kodesh Lashem. The Me'er Anon Kaimin. What are we referring to over here? What's the case? The Me'er Anon Kaimin. So we say like this. In the base theory, if it's referring to a person who's Makdish's house, and that's what the Pesukim is speaking about, one second, that's the next Pasuk. Kvaksiv ve'ma Makdish yigal es beisai. So the next Pasuk is speaking of a person who's Makdish's house. So if so, the word bias is extra. So we're going to kind of look at the Pasuk. And we're going to say, the Ish Ki Yakdish is basic Kaddish. Bias is extra. It's as if the Pasuk is saying base Kaddish. You know, when you're Makdish something, it becomes Kaddish Labayis. It's Kaddish Labedek Habayis. So we're learning out from the extra word bias, that is going to be the address of where the Hekdesh goes. Because the word bayis is extra, so it's kind of like Hekdesh will go lebedek habayis. Not that I'm being makdish my bayis, but that's where the Hekdesh will go. So, Ella, ki anon kaminen b'makdish nechosov, mikan shistamekdeshes lebedek habayis. And here we see, this is the source of Eliezer, that the Stam Hekdesh is lebedek habayis. Good. And later on, the Gemara will go and explain the reason of Rabbi Yeshua. But before the Gemara does that, the Gemara tries to qualify, does qualify the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So we've said so far, in broad strokes, we've said that Rabbi Eliezer says, Stam Hekdesh is lebedek habayis. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if your makdesh is zachar, a behema, which is a zachar, that itself is hukrav as an oila. Stam Hekdesh is lemizbeach. So Amar Reb Zeira, what the Gemara is going to do is we're going to bring two shitas b'shem Rav and one shita of Rabbi Yochanan as to when do they argue. Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Chana b'shem Rav, b'met pligan, when is the machlekes of Lezen v'Yeshua? B'makdish nechasav. If you're makdish, you're nechasav. Happens to be your property has lots of things. Amongst your property are animals. Avo b'makdish ederoy, let's say all you have is a flock of animals. You have a flock of sheep. Avul b'makdish edroy kol ama moidoi shul lemizbeach. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it goes lemizbeach. I mean, you were just makdish, just animals. Why would Rabbi Eliezer not say that everything goes lemizbeach in such a case? That is the way Rabbi Zeira says if you're makdish an eder, then it goes lemizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Bar of Chana b'shem Rav, he also says, ultimately, b'shem of Chana b'shem Rav, he says, no, meh, pligan, when do they argue? The makdish edroy. Meaning, even in the case when you're makdish, your eder, your flock, even then, Rabbi Eliezer says, stam hekdish is lebedek habayis. Avo b'makdish nechasov, but if you makdish your property, which includes your table and chairs and so on, kol ama moidoi shehu lebedek habayis. Everyone agrees that it goes lebedek habayis. If you look at the Karban Eidah over here, it's kind of in the middle of the Karban Eidah. If you look at ki pligi b'makdish nechasov, first word in the line in the Karban Eidah, ki pligi b'makdish nechasov. It says v'achi perushi dafka b'makdish nechasov hu da amar Rabbi Eliezer she'af d'mea behemes yiplu lebedek habayis. Why? Why does he say that? She'ein adam chilek nidroy. A person would not be mechalek his neder. So, meaning, it's a machlekes, you're makdish, you're nechasim. So, I've got certain things which, by definition, have to go lebedek habayis. My ashtray has to go lebedek habayis. It's not going to be brought lemizbeach. So, to the extent that some things have to go lebedek habayis, so to Abayim also will be lebedek habayis. Avu b'makdish edroy, kolim b'makdish behemis lachod, avu b'lezer moideshin lemizbeach, kevin shuri lemizbeach, and so on. So this is the machlekes between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Ba as to when there is a machlekes. Says the Gemara, daitid Rabbi Zeira nicha. It makes sense what Rabbi Zeira says. If a person is makdish only a flock, surely in such a case, we would say everything is lemizbeach. He's makdish just a flock of sheep. The kasha al the Rabbi Ba. What's chanting Rabbi Ba? Behema loy lemizbeach hu. I mean, is a behema not roy lemizbeach? Vada, if the fellow is makdish his eder, surely his kavana is that it should go lemizbeach. To which we say, Behema lemizbeach, Behema lemizbeach. Avad Behema is lemizbeach. So we say you're right. Behema lemizbeach. You're right. The Behema really is lemizbeach. V'lamas sasta ma'ish hazeh. So why did this fellow not articulate clearly that that is in fact what he wants to do? V'lamas sasta ma'ish hazeh. Shehu ko'oimer. for the reason of isthima, the reason that he did not clearly articulate his intentions, was for that reason. If you look at the Korban Edah, about 8 lines at the bottom, 3 words in, Umishani, you're right. From the fact that he was Sosam, that is the reason why we say what we say. Al Gabayim, that is, those are 2 opinions, Bidas Rav. We have the 3rd opinion. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Lo Yishanya. Doesn't make a difference. In all cases, whether yamakdish property, yamakdish only an eder, in all cases, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. No difference whatsoever. Good. Rav Huna b'shem Rav. Rabbi Avayu b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. Toche bedek habayis. Let's say you have an animal which you are makdish lo bedek habayis. As we said, if you have an animal which is a tmima, behemoth tmima, you shouldn't be makdish lo bedek habayis, but you did. So, todshei bedek habayis shepoidon, and now you will redeem it. To the extent that it only has kedushas domim of bedek habayis, you can be poid it. So, todshei bedek habayis shepoidon tmiman yotsu lechulin. It is yotsa lechulin. Meaning to say like this, when you have Kodshim Mizbeach, let's say you have Kodshim Mizbeach, so you're not allowed to be poided. If it develops a mum, so then Psuli HaMugdoshim, which you are allowed to be poided, a little bit of the Kedusha remains. It's Osir Begiza V'Avoida. You're not allowed to shear it, and you're not allowed to work it. There's an Issa, there's Osir Begiza V'Avoida. But here it says, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, or Rabbi Avayu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, they say that Kodshei bedek habayis, that you're poidet tmimin, you're poidet when it was tmimim. Again, look at the carbonate about 5 lines at the bottom. Shepoidet tmimim kegoin sheovar. The hegdish tmimim lebedek habayis. As we said, you shouldn't have done it, but you did it, nevertheless. Kishehein en niftin ba'oid shehein tmimim yoitzen lechulin. It goes out in gansen lechulin. There are no dinim on this whatsoever. Unlike Psula HaMakdashim Sheniftu, that it's also Begiz of Avoida, to the extent that this was only Chal BeKedushas Domim, when you're poida it, it is Yotze L'chulin Gemurin. We're going to go now with the gears of the, or the Pshat, I should say, of the Korban HaEdah. There's a Machlekes how to learn the next few lines. Is it Betmiya, Benechusa? But the Korban HaEdah learns the following. Masnis and Amrakein. Is that true, what you're saying? That if you have kodshi, if you have kodshi bedek habayis, which are tmimin, and you're poidet, it is yotzu l'chulin? Is that true? If you look at the Korban HaEdah, 2 lines at the bottom, masnisa amrakein bitzmiya, ha loitnan elev ladan v'chalavan shal balmum sheniftu. We only learned that it's yatsa if it is a balmum. Shel balmum kavua hu demutarin la'achra pidyoinon. That's only if it was a balmum. Aval shel tminim la'amafil la'achra pidyoinon. But if it is an animal which is an animal which is tmima, even after the pidyon, it remains osir. So again, one more time, the way the carbonate is learning, it is masnis and amrakein. Is that true? Is that what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah only spoke about a heter, that it's chulin gemurin, if it was a balmum, but not if it's a tmima. Masnis and amrakein of v'ladin v'chalav and mutter la'achra pidyoinon, only by if it's a balmum. So how are you, Rav and Rabbi Yechon, saying what you're saying? So chizgi b'shem Rav Chizda, Tifta, we will explain that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's Yotza L'chulin. Again, this is the way the Korban HaEdah learns. Others don't learn this way. Tifta, we will explain the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Shepodin Tmimin, V'humamu. Meaning you're paid it whilst it was still Tmima, Tamim, but it developed a Mum, and now we say it is Chulin Gemurin. You look at the Korban HaEdah, he says, Tifta Hada Kam Rabiahun Shapoidin Tzmimin, the Achdachumamuyatim Cholin, the Kamash Mala Mechidish is Afal Gav de Bishas Pidyin Tzmimin Ayu. La Maisa, when you repaid it, it was unblemished. If it was unblemished, then perhaps we should say that some dinim still remain on the animal. We don't say that. Even though Bishas Pidyin, it was Tzmimin Ayu, Yoitzin Lecholin. And he called some other Yishenim, Apshat, which they say, which is Eidem Lechol Baklau. So that is the way that he learns. On Kabbalah, we've said the din, Vashem Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, that if you, a person was Ovar, the Hikdish, the Behema Tmima, Lebedeg Abayis, shouldn't have done it, and then he's paid it, as per the din of Kedusha's Damim, that you can be paid it. It is Yotza Lecholin Gemurid. There is nothing, there is no Kedusha which remains afterwards. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Ruchizda, Masniz and Amr Kain. He says, we have a raya from the Mishnah. Vladon v'chalavon aser la'achar pidyoinon. The Vlad and the Chalav of Kodshei Mizbeach is aser post pidyon, says the Gron Eiz Beiz, Mashe Engein v'Kodshei Bedegabayis. As opposed to Kodshei Bedegabayis. So, yeah. And Achrami, that is exactly what the Mishnah says in Tzmura, that it's only Kodshei Mizbeach that post-Pidyon certain dinim apply. Kodshei Bedek Abayis, post-Pidyon, Chulin Gemurin. Chizkiya v'sheim Reb Yosa, Kodshei Bedek Abayis, Apodin Tzmimim, Yatzala Chulin. I also agree to the statement that Kodshei Bedek Abayis, which you're poida, even though you're poison when it's mimin, it's yatzal cholin, meaning legamre. What's my proof? Ein tamer lo yatzal cholin. If you would say that they're not yatzal cholin gemurin, if you would say that, heich kodshe mizbeach cholin al kodshe bedegabayis. If you don't say this, how is it possible for kodshe mizbeach to be chal on kodshe bedegabayis? Let's understand this question. Let's look at the Tiklin Chadatin, about 15 lines down, two words before the end of the line. He says, Heich Kodshei Mizbeach, Chal al Kodshei Bedegabayis, Tektoni B'masnis. What do we say in the first sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? Person was makdish his property, and he had animals, male, female animals. We said, Yimkaru, Letzarchi Oilis, you will sell the male animals to individuals who are in need of an oila. In gam, how could you do that? In gam la acher pidyoinon, einon yotzin lechulin. If even post pidyon, they haven't been yotzin lechulin, meaning heich yochel aleihen kodshei mizbeach la acher mechirasin. If when Reuven sells the animal, Reuven was makdish all of his property, so we say it's sold now to Shimon, who is in need of an oila. But if even after selling, even after the pidyon, that there still is a little bit of kedushas damim which remains on it, so how is it possible for Shimon, who wants to use this carbon for an oila, to use it as an oila if epis is gebliben? I mean, something remains from kedushas damim on the carbon. How can Shimon now use it for an oila? So the very fact that Rabbi Eliezer says if a person is makdish all of his property, so we say that Hegdish takes it, sells it to Shimon. Shimon now can use it for his oila. But if some of the kedushas damim remains on the animal, how could the new purchaser use it for his oilab if there's still some remnant, some residual kedushas damim on it? Elamai, must be that with the mechira, all of the kedushas paka. I'm sorry? Yeah, exactly. Lezer says it goes to the bedeg abayis, all of the kedushas was paka. That is what he wants to suggest. So he wants to say of a raya. Sorry?
Why can't we say the Mala?
Why can't you say what?
Mala.
No, but that's the right question is, why can't you say Mala Mekodesh? Because if there is a Kedusha which is on it already, You can't just superimpose another kedusha on it. Correct. Correct. You know, you cannot take an animal. You know, let's say if you have an animal which is kachim kalim, you can't say, I'm going to make it into kachim kalim, I'm going to turn a shlamim into a chatas. You know, once there's a kedusha which is hal, it's hal for that. So that is what you wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Again, Rav Yehuda kachim bele gabayis, Rabban the Mimim Yatzal Chon Enkei Mar Legetz Chon Neich kachim Mizbech Hal on kachim bele gabayis. So the Gemara says maybe that's not a proof. Maybe we could say the case of the fellow who was maktish everything was in a case of Bali Mumin. He was maktish Bali Mumin. And therefore there was never a high level of Kedusha on the Bali Mumin in the first place. And it's about that we say that now Kodshe Mizbeach can be chal on Bali Mumin. Correct the Gemara, one second. Kodshe Mizbeach chal alein. Will there be Kedushas Mizbeach, which is chal on the Bali Mum? Laida Mila, for what din is Kedushas Mizbeach possibly chal on the Bali Mum? So that the Gemara says, L'giz of Avoida. Maybe it means L'gabi Giz of Avoida. Okay, that was a potential dichui. Okay, slightly new piece. It says the Gemara like this: Hifrish nekeva la'olas lepischei ula shamay. The din is one is supposed to bring an ola, a pesach, and an asham from zecharim, not from nekevis. So the fellow is mafrish a nekeva for an ola, for a pesach, for an asham, and now, post his hafrasha, he says, I would like to make this a tzimura for my olah, my pesach, my asham. So the question is like this. I have an animal. It is in a keva. It's in a keva. And he says, I would like this in a keva to be an olah, or an asham, or a pesach. So, has any kedusha been hal in it? If some kedusha has been hal in it, then it's possible to be neimer in it. You could make a tzmura in it. But if no kedusha was hal on the animal, you can't be namer in it if no kedusha has been hal. Say again?
He was
makdishit. Well, but he did something. He said, I hereby make this animal, I'm taking this female animal for my carbon pesach, for my oila, for my ashram. You can't make a female into a carbon pesach, or an ashram, or an oila. So the question, the first shaila is, has anything been chal over here? And the litmus test of seeing if something has been chal is it possible to make a tamura? If nothing was chal, you cannot make a tamura. If something was chal, albeit a very watered down type of kedusha, but if something was chal, maybe it's a bar tamura. So we're going to have three shitas over here. Hifrish nekeva lo ilase, ulepes vele shamay, says the Tanakhama, oisa tamura. Enough of a kedusha's hal that you can make a tzmura in it. Reb Shimon Omer, we're going to have two opinions what Reb Shimon said. We're going to have the Tanakhama, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and Reb Shimon. But the first is Reb Shimon Omer, la'oilasai oisa tzmura, la'pischa v'la'ashama enesa tzmura. When it comes to Pesach and Asham, a nekeva is garnish verit. When it comes to a Pesach and when it comes to an Asham, nothing is hal in the animal whatsoever. Memela, you cannot make a tzmura. However, I will agree to the Tanagama by an oila. The shem nekeva in an oila is not so bad, as we're going to explain why in a minute. And therefore, l'oila se epis will be chal, and therefore it is possible to make a tzmura. That is the first. That's the Tanagama in Rav Shimon, and then we have Rav Shimon Yehuda, Eimer Mishum Rav Shimon. He has a different version of Rav Shimon. Nothing is chal. So the kitzur, we have three shitas. Tanagama says, if you're mafresh in a keva for an oila pesach and asham, even though you shouldn't, nevertheless, epis the kedush is chal, legabi tamura. The opposite side is Reb Shimon Yehuda B'Shem Reb Shimon, who says, nothing is chal. You simply cannot use in a keva for an oila, an asham, and a pesach. 0.0 is hal, and therefore you can be maimer from Haid Bismargen. There is no tomorrow because no kedush was hal. And then we have the Tanakama of Reb Shimon, the first opinion of Reb Shimon, who is mechalik between an oila and a Pesach and an Ashram. It says, Ba'ilas on the Izchal, Legabe Tamura, not Legabe Pesach and Ashram. The Gemara explains. Amr Rav Yochanan, Time of Rav Shimon. What is Pshat in the Tanakhama of Rav Shimon, who says if you're mafresh a female for an Ayla, it works? Again, you have this lamb, you have this cow, and you're mafresh a female. He says, something was Chal Legabe Tamura. Why? Why? Because there is a musig of an oilas ha'oif in the female form. So you see that nakvus is not an outright steer. It's not mufka from the whole parish of oila, even though by oilas behema it is. But being that you see that there is at least a manifestation of an akeva by an oila, albeit an oilas ha'oif, that is sufficient to say that some kedusha must be chal, and therefore it is possible to make a tzmura. So says Rabbi Yochanan. Again, on Rabbi Yochanan time with Rabbi Shimon, shekim matzina nekeva ba'ayif k'sheira lava, shekim matzina nekeva ba'ayif k'sheira lava ilayla. On Rabbi Yochanan time with Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who says nothing is chal, not by Ayla, not by Pesach, not by Asham. Why does it say not even by an oila? Time of Shimon Yehuda, im min b'minayu chalak alav, kol shegein min b'she'enay minay. It says madach within the same min, it's a problem if you don't get it right. Kol shegein between a bird and a cow, it's going to be a problem. Don't tell me I'm going to look at the gender. If even within the same min, if it's supposed to be a one-year-old and you bought a two-year-old, or a two-year-old and you bought a one-year-old, but it's the correct min, and that's still a problem. Kol shekein, if it's supposed to be bakar, and instead you bring tzoin, it's going to be a problem. That's what he says. Im min b'minay uchalak alav, kol shekein min b'she'en min. It says, eizeo min b'minay, which is a problem, shuchalak alav, kada detani. Asham ben shana. He's supposed to bring an asham, which is one-year-old. Behedi ben Shtayim, or ben Shtayim, Behedi ben Shalish, la yatsa. It doesn't work. So therefore, that's the reason of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda b'shem Rav Shimon, who says, even within Ayla, an Ateva is no good. And don't tell me, because Ayla's a Ayf, very nice. But this is a totally different min, and just like we don't compare apples and oranges, we don't compare Ayfais with Bakar, either. Now, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Now we're going to say that Rabbi Shimon, in the aforementioned Braisa, is going like Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Tama Rabbi Yeshua, Amr Dekeva, La'ila Le'kitcha. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said, that if one is Makdish, his possessions, and he has female animals. Talmud Rabbi Yeshua Amar Dekeva La'ila Le'kitcha. Rabbi Yeshua agreed in that case that it's only Kedusha's Damim, which is Chal. And it's not Kaddish Lagabi Ayla. Ella Hegdish Damim. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said that, Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar Dekeva La'ila Le'kitcha. It's not Chal at all. That was the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shimon. That in a keva la'ayla loy kitcha klal. It's only hekdesh damim. Because in tamar kitcha kedushas aguf, yiru, and were you to say that there is at least some type of a kedusha which was chal, so then why would we say that you're just able to go ahead and sell it? There should be a requirement of yiru ad shiyastoivu. And the fact that we don't say that, it must be that the kedusha is not chal at all. So just like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said, there's no kedusha whatsoever in an oila, which is an akeva, that is similar to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Amar Rebbe, the girsa which the Mefarshim say is ein ani roya esdivi Rav Shimon the Pesach. I disagree with Rav Shimon shita legavi Pesach. Rav Shimon says if you take an akeva, if you take an akeva for a Pesach, so what did Rav Shimon say? Eina isa tzmura. No kedusha whatsoever was chal on this animal at all. It's totally mufka. It's totally mufka. Zakt Rebbe ein ani roya's divrei Rav Shimon b'Pesach. Why? Shehamoisar Pesach v'shlamim. because we know that the din is that Moisa Pesach is brought as a shlomim. So how can you tell me that if you have an akeva and you mafresh it to be a carbon Pesach, okay, you're right, it shouldn't have been done, but at least it's shayich for this very animal to have a certain kedusha being chal in it, after Pesach you'll bring it up as a shlomim. So surely a little bit of kedusha was chal in it, afazayvait, that you should now be able to make a tzmura. That's what Rebbe says. Ein in roes de Rebbe Shimon Pesach, shamoise Pesach bo shlomim. Frag the Gemara. Well, if that's your logic and your line of reasoning, so v'leima ein in roes de Rebbe Shimon bo Ashim. Why don't you say the same thing that I disagree with Rebbe Shimon legabi Ashim? Shimon says nothing is chal legabi Ashim legabi tomorrow. Why? Why don't you say shamoise Ashim bo oila? We learned previously that the leftovers of an asham are ba as an ola. So vaita, why don't we say that a little bit of kedusha is hal in this female asham, insofar as ba ola? Why don't we say that? Amar Rebbe Avin, no, im hiktish pasach ba shlamim gufei karev shlamim. It's one thing when it comes to this actual animal itself. This animal itself will be hukrav as a shlamim. Higdish Asham Ba Ayla Ain Gufikar of Ayla. But the thing itself will not be brought as an Ayla, it will just be sold, and the Dhamim will come as an Ayla. Hence there is a big difference. Hence I, Rebbe, only disagree with Rebbe Shimon when it comes to Pesach. Rebbe Shimon says that no Kedusha is Hal. Rebbe says Kedusha is Hal. Says the guy in the Gira, says Mao Pligi, what's the Machlekes? Hahi and Rav Shimon Omar Hekdish Damim Hekdish. He's only Magdish it Legabe the Damim. It's not Magdish it Legabe the Guf. Hahi and Omar, and Rebbe says, Hekdish Gufay Hekdish. He's Magdish it even Legabe the Guf itself. Now, we have yet to explain the reason of Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua says if a person has Nechasim, he had male animals, female animals, the male animals are brought directly to be an Ola. The females, he agreed, are sold to someone who needs a shlamim, and then with the proceeds, you use it for an oila. So, Rebbe Zir, Rebbe Shem, Reish Lakish. Taima de Yeshua, Dabra Laren, Vel Bonav, Vel Kolbani Yisrael, Vamarta Aleim, Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Vagomer, Asher Yakov Lashem, La Oila. Hakol Koriv, La Oila. So it says over there in the Pasuk, it's Mashma, that in a case where a person is Makdish, his property, then the address is Oila. And therefore we will say that that's when we say that everything is becomes an Oila, that his das is, that Stam Hekdish will be an Oila, Ko Karev Oila. Now it says, the next Pasuk says, L'Ritzenachem Tamim Zachar, L'Ritzenachem Tamim Zachar, and therefore maybe it's daft in a case where a person is Makdish Zacharim, it has the din that everything is brought as an oila. How do you know? Menayna filo if he's makdish nekevais. Also, we say the same thing. Tamad leim Rabbi Bakar. The rabbis is an akevais that also is brought as an oila. Even if he's makdish nekevais, it's also going to be brought as an oila. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak Beir, Rabbi Lazar Shaw, Ksiv Zachar, Vat Amras Babakar. The rabbis is an akevais. And it's on the Pasuk says Zachar. And from the word babakar, you're coming to be marbiv in the kevos. One second, with the kavosik siv tamim, that amras babakar rabbis bali mumin. So, if you're going to go ahead, even though it says zachar be marbiv in the kevos, so if it says babakar, why don't you go ahead and be marbiv bali mumin also? Meaning, why don't you be marbiv something which seems to be contrary to the actual pashuk shat at hand? My benaya, what is the difference? Rav Amar Shifta de Kafkada Bineyon. There is a big difference between the two. If you look at the Tiklum Chadatin over here, about seven lines in the bottom, in the middle of the line, Umar Bineyon, Machilag Yesh Bineyon, Besfaris Droshes Akasav, Lemidish Babakar, Larabis Nekevais, Vale Bale Momin. And that he says, Shifta de Kafkada Bineyon, eights. Meaning, just like in when a weaver weaves, You have the chuti erev and the chuti shasi, and you have a stick which is used to be mavdo between the two. So too, there is a great difference between being marbe and a keva, which is at least roila carbon, as opposed to being marbe bale mumin, which is not roila carbon. Okay, so maybe we'll just be misakim for a couple of minutes instead of seeing the last piece. So the kitsa we had over here, the main discussion in the sugya was the shittas of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar, which we haven't got to yet, and that is in a situation where a person is makdish his nechasim, and there are animals, zecharim and nekevos, shittas Rabbi Eliezer is stam hekdish lebedek habayis. Everything is sold, everything is converted into cash. Rabbi Yeshua says that these zecharim, at least, will be hukrav as an oila, the nekevos will not be bought as a shlomim, like the Gemara now explained why, based on the pasuk. He learns it out from the pasuk, and because the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is that stam hekdish can be also lemizbeach. And then we had Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says that he prefers the opinion of Rabbi Elazar because he's mashe estevarov. Rabbi Papaya said it might depend on the nusach of how he was makdish. And we had the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, who says that everything is sold, but everything is sold letzarchi oilis. Everything is sold letzarchi oilis. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Hashem, at 12:45.